Visiting with PCM head boys golf coach Colin Harrison. Coach, you know, before we look ahead to this season a little bit, recap of last season. You know, I know you guys were awfully close to making that state meet and just kind of had a really tough draw there at your sectional meet. Can you kind of talk about the results from last year and how you feel last season went?
Yeah, I mean, we had a great team. I mean, all those guys jumped the way we thought they would as far as progressing and being quality players and having a really good year last year. You know, I mean, we won conference again for the second year in a row, did really well at our qualifying meets, even our one to go to state we did really well in. But I mean, when you lose by 3 or 4 strokes to the state champion and state runner-up, and those are the only two teams that beat you, leaves a little sour taste in your mouth, but still at the same time, you know you're right there knocking on the doors. So really, really solid year last year. Returned 5 of our 6 guys from that varsity team again. So yeah, high expectations, and we're looking forward to the season.
Do you feel like that tough draw you had last year and, you know, falling to the state champion and runner-up gives your guys a little bit of chip on your shoulders to have motivation to get back there this year?
I mean, a little bit. I mean, these guys have always, you know, I mean, what, 3 or 4 of these guys have been varsity golfers for me since they're freshmen. And so, I mean, this is their senior year now. So I think that in of itself, knowing that it's kind of their last go-around to have a chance at it, is enough to motivate them. And I always say if you need – you should be able to be self-motivated, and they're really taking that to heart this year, and so far so good on that.
Can you highlight a couple of key returners? I know you're bringing 5 or 6 back, but some of your key returners coming back for you.
Yeah, I mean, of course, our number one guy last year, Easton Van Veen, with the lowest average and things like that. I mean, he was only a stroke or two off of going to state individually even last year. He's going to be a focal point, of course, for our team, as he has been for a couple years now. And then I'm just going to name them all the 5 returners, because they all – each one had a different day where they were the other one or other 2 of them, or 2 of them had great rounds, whatever it is. But you have Charlie Ford, who's a junior this year. You know, he's been on varsity since he was a freshman. You have Pete Kiernan, who last year was his first varsity year, but really did really well. You have Jeffrey McDaniel, who's been really, really solid for us. And then Tate Tangeman, who's also, those guys have been on varsity since they're a freshman as well. So those 5 returners are really going to be the key focal point for our team. And then we'll have some battles for that 6th spot with some younger guys and things like that who maybe a couple older guys in the mix, but it'll be fun. Luckily we got some really nice young talent too that's coming up.
You know, at these beginning parts of the practice and the beginning when you're just getting going in the year, you know, what are some things that you're working on? And of course you got to fight the weather a little bit too.
Yeah, always and forever we work on course management and how to understand the game, right? Stay away from what we call round killers, right? You know, the 3 putts, the penalty strokes, the things like that, the double bogeys, right? You stay away from double bogeys, 3 putts, and penalty strokes, and generally speaking, you have some good rounds in there. Our guys are good enough players that if they stay away from those most of the time, it's going to be a good score. So that's our focus. Our focus is always staying away from the round killers, playing the course the right way, not trying to overpower course, just playing what they give you and taking opportunities when they're there.
You know, obviously your 5 returners, they're everybody's their own player, but kind of as a unit, what would you like to see them step up in their game just a little bit that maybe they could improve upon from last year?
I mean, yeah, just we simply, I have a saying this year, you know, high expectations have to have high accountability. So we're really working on that high accountability piece this year, holding each other accountable, being accountable for our own practice realm. I mean, it's no secret that on the golf course, you get 1.5 to 2 hours of working with them, but golf courses are open all the time. So, I mean, you gotta go out and play and go out and get better, not only just play, but practice your weaknesses. So that's one thing this year that we're really going to focus on, is really delving into what's our weakness, what's each of their weaknesses that they need to work on, and really focusing on those weaknesses throughout the year.
Do you feel like you're comfortable with where your team was at wrapping up last year with the short game and where they can be this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's always something beginning of the year that's a little tougher. I mean, we're at practice here, we spend the first 40 minutes every day just at the practice green. They're doing all their putting drills. We have everyday putting drills now, everyday chipping drills that they're doing, each one of those. And hopefully we see the fruitions of that labor as we go throughout, because that's going to be a focal point, obviously. And it always is. It always is. But really getting confidence in that early on in the year should really make it so it takes hold later on as well.
You like, kind of the structure of your schedule this year, or is it pretty similar to last season?
No, we actually took out a couple meets and added a couple different ones that I really wanted to get into. Our schedule is pretty grueling, actually. I mean, we have a stretch of 5 days where we have 4 18-hole meets in 5 days. Wow. Think about that. That's a lot of walking. I mean, that's a lot of walking. And then we have another week where we have 3 meets in 4 days. So, I mean, we packed 7 meets into a 9-day stretch there. I did that kind of purposely, though, this year specifically, simply because I want to build the grit and grind in our team a little bit to where, you know, you make it to that state tournament, that's 2 days of golf where you might be a little tired the next day, especially when your adrenaline takes over. I know that from other coaching sports that I do, and, you know, that adrenaline takes over and you have that energy dump and you get tired and you get worn out easy. And so trying to build that grind and that grit to be able to fight through a little tiredness in your swing, in your legs, in your mental game, because, you know, golf's mental, and fighting through those things, which I think our schedule this year will really help. Because then on top of that, we have like a – I made it so we have like an eight-day break before we go to qualify for the qualifying meets for moving on to go to state. So we should be pretty well rested up after our grind of the season and ready to rock and roll then for when it comes that time.
Well, Coach, before we close up, you know, the best way the community can support you guys, I know that the you know, golf's a little bit of a different spectator sport as compared to football or basketball or whatever, but best way community can support your golf team.
Yeah, I mean, check out the schedule on Bound. If you want to come out, we'd love to have you come out and even just watch the meets or hang out in the clubhouse and see the guys, even just coming out and giving them words of encouragement if you see them in the streets and things like that. I mean, that's always something that can be beneficial, but we're excited for the year, and our community already does, especially Gateway Recreational does a great job of supporting our golfers, and we're excited for the year, and I know a lot of community members and members of this golf course are excited as well.